Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. And hey, it's Wednesday and we have two of the best apologists in the world. So, and it's open forum. You can ask them anything you want. Kind of hard to beat that. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. Second hour, Jimmy Akin will be here. First hour, Tim Staples, Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers and the author of Behold Your Mother, a Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines. Hello, Tim Staples.
Hello, Cy Kellett.
I know you're aware of this, but we are in the second day of our spring pledge drive. We only come to folks four times a year to ask them to support Catholic Answers. And we only do it for a little bit of the show. Mostly, we'll just be taking questions and answering questions this hour. But I do want to let you know it is a pledge drive day. We have a $15,000 challenge match this hour, $15,000. So we'd really like to meet that challenge. And yesterday, in our second hour, we more than met our challenge. We did when we said we'd say how we did when we came back today.
Yes.
And we did very well. We more than met our challenge. So we actually, when you look at over, you know, we kind of look over the past pledge drives and say, how'd we do? And we say, well, that was better than average for a day one. And we didn't know how it was going to go.
Yes.
Given the fact that it's hard times
right now.
So thank you very much for getting us over.
Can I say that too? Thank you so much, folks, because I know some folks really stepped up to the plate, man. So God bless you.
888-291-8000 is the number to call to help us meet the pledge challenge for this hour, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let me give out the number again, because I won't be giving it out again for the rest of the hour. For those of you who want to call and ask Tim a question, and you probably got to dial right now because lines are already filling up. As a matter of fact, we're down to very few lines, just one line open, as a matter of fact, right now. That number is 888-318-7884. So jot it down if you're going to call later in the show. You got a question you want to ask a Catholic apologist, 888-318-7884. If you don't know what a Catholic apologist is, a Catholic apologist is someone who explains and defends the Catholic faith. And that's what Tim is here to do this hour. And he's one of the best in the world at doing that. And I don't mind saying that because I've met every single Catholic apologist on earth. I've met them all. And Tim's one of the best. 888-318-7884 is that number. And I won't be giving it out anymore because it's a pledge drive. We're in the second day of our pledge drive. We're very grateful that we got off to a strong start the first day. We have a long way to go, however. The first day is usually the lowest day.
Yes.
And it better be this time because that's what we're counting on. It looks like a whole bunch of lines open. One person has called so far. So thank you to that person who got us started. 888-291-8000, the number.
Yes, and Cy, I was, you know, I'm nervous, Nelly, I confess. And I was a bit worried yesterday, and especially in the first part of the first hour when the phones were dead and we're like, oh my goodness, what's going on? But man, the folks came through. But folks, we really need you. And can I say, just for my blood pressure, my wife is watching right now and she will vouch for me. just for my blood pressure, can we get some folks to call right now? We need more than the one that we have now.
We're going to need more than
number
one call.
Two. Okay, go. Okay. Folks, really, you know, it is such a blessing for us to come here every day and to be able to bring Catholic Answers, the most important broadcast anywhere in the world, is going to be a broadcast. Notice I said it, not necessarily ours.
Yes.
But I said it's going to be a broadcast that brings the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ over the airwaves. There is simply nothing on this earth that is more important, all right, in my humble opinion, and I know I'm right. All right.
So that's nothing on Netflix, by the way.
Correct.
Okay. So you will not find the most important show on Netflix.
And you know what? I wanted to say that because it's true.
Yeah.
It is a fact. And when you look at the numbers of people's lives that have been changed through this broadcast, through Catholic Answers over the years, all the way back to our founder and president, Carl Keating, and of course, Jimmy Akin, one of the master apologists. I mean, it doesn't get any better than Jimmy Akin. And he's been here since 1874.
1874, he started taking calls?
That's right.
Alexander Graham Bell put a phone in here, and then Jimmy started taking calls.
But it's true. I mean, it's phenomenal. So, folks, I say that to say this. We need your help now. You know, we mentioned yesterday, we are all about Catholic, everything we do. You come here after the corona craziness is over. You come to San Diego and walk through the halls of this place, and you're going to see a beehive of people that all have the same goal, and that is bringing people the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. That's all we do. We give people Catholic answers. We make Catholics better Catholics. We bring folks from various religions and Christian sects to the fullness of the faith. We bring atheists to the knowledge of the existence of God and all the way home. I mean, that's what we do. So, folks, that's why I'm saying I don't think you can put your money in a better place from an eternal perspective. And so with that, I really need you guys to get on the phone at 888-291-8000 because, as Cy mentioned, we have a matching challenge of $15,000, my friends, and we're $14,374 short, okay? So we've got a long way to go. So we need you to get on the phone at 888-291-8000. Again, 888-291-8000. And remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And I'll guarantee you, on Judgment Day, you are going to be glad you did, because it's better that you spend the money here investing in souls than anything on Netflix,
right?
Anything you're going to pop into your whatever player. Yeah. Amen?
You don't even know.
I don't know. What people, are they doing
Because everything
now?
You have is a VCR of Johnny Carson from 1975. You don't even know what machines people use now. It's the phone. Your phone is the whole thing now. Even if you're watching TV at home, people just get it on the phone and they connect it to the TV and... I'm explaining technology right now. That's a sad thing. We don't want to get into stuck there. All right, I'm just going to give out the number a couple more times, and then we'll go to the phones because we got lots of folks who want to talk to Tim, and it's important that we do that work. 888-291-8000. At least six lines open right now. Everyone you will talk to is an employee of Catholic Answers here. They'd love to talk with you. If you've got a question, if you want to find out something about Catholic Answers, you want to find out what they do, that's fine. But if you want to get in and out, like you, I got 60 seconds to get this done. Tell them that at the front of the call. They'll get you taken care of. We don't want this to be a burden to you. We'll get it done quickly. Or you can do it yourself at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 888-291-8000. Let's fill up those lines while we go to the phones. 888-291-8000. And we're going to, we had a big international day yesterday. It was interesting.
Yes.
Today we'll start out in Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada. I didn't know there was a place called Kelowna in British Columbia, Canada. But Justin, you there with us?
I am. Hello.
Hello. Your question for Tim.
What are sacraments and what are graces, and do they involve salvation in any way?
Oh, my goodness. Great question, Justin. Thank you. But a sacrament is an external sign or symbol instituted by Christ that gives the grace that it symbolizes, which leads us right into your second question. What is grace? Well, the graces provided by the sacraments, or God provides the grace through the sacraments, is called sanctifying grace. Now, there are what's called habitual graces, and, well, there's a lot more than this, but two major categories are habitual grace and actual grace. Well, this is a habitual grace. It's called sanctifying grace. Habitual means it dwells in your soul. And so the graces communicated by the sacraments are sanctifying graces, and sanctifying grace represents a supernatural grace created by God. It's not God. It's a created grace that is our relationship with God. It's kind of, think about it. We are finite. He's infinite. How do you bridge the gap? God creates sanctifying grace on our soul that is, it's like a plug-in, right? Where we are plugged into the divine life of God. Grace is that presence of God in our souls. And do they involve salvation? Absolutely. Because sanctifying grace, my friend, is the telltale sign of whether you are saved or not. If you die in a state of sanctifying grace, a state of grace, you will go to heaven. If you die in a state where you do not have sanctifying grace on your soul, that is, you are separated from Jesus Christ. Now, actual graces is another category. These graces are God moving us to some salutary act, right? So if let's take the adult who's considering coming to Jesus. Before he can ever think of coming to Jesus, there is an actual grace of God already given by God to him that makes him aware, hey, there's a God. And I think I need Jesus. That's a sign that God's actual grace is already there, moving him toward sanctifying grace that comes through the sacraments. And so God is at work before, during, and after we receive those sanctifying graces. But a great question, my friend. And can I say this? I just love our callers. I'm telling you, yesterday we had some of the best questions. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And we had a pastor call in, you know, a retired pastor. And honestly, I could have talked to him for 2 hours.
Yeah. And what a just a genuine person who obviously loves God
so
wonderful.
Much.
Fellow Christian.
But, you know, I have to say this. You know, and our caller who just called in just asked a fantastic question. But yesterday when I gave a long answer to, because my, you know, when your Protestant pastor calls, we just say, you know what,
we're going to talk to him.
Right. We're going to talk to him. And you know what? The phones died. Of course, people are listening. I get that. But we had a strong day yesterday, but we did not meet our goal. We didn't. I mean, we made the match.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's something people should understand, that we have an overall goal that we internally know we need to be at this number, and we did not reach that number.
We did not reach that. And I think, honestly, that was probably one of the reasons why. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Because I would rather talk with that gentleman that we talked to. God will provide. But I wanted to say that to say this. Folks, we need you right now to call to make up for that yesterday. We have to have a really strong day today. And so could you right now call 888-291-8000? Because we need to make up for that yesterday. And I will tell you this. If we get another Protestant pastor that calls in, I will take as much time as needed again, even if it means our phones go dead again, because right. We are about bringing Jesus to people. God will take care of the rest. But we need you. See, yes, God will take care of the rest. But the way he does that is he uses you. And so those of you right now that are listening, and you can, because I know there are a lot of people who can't. We've had 30 million people lose their jobs, and we get that. And that's why we're actually taking a hit right now at Catholic Answers. And we expected it. We've taken a hit here. We've actually gone down in our numbers of donors per tower for the first time in years. We've been ebbing up, Cy, for years, but we just went down for the first time in a long time.
Right.
And we get it, you know, and God bless you, and we are praying for those who have lost their jobs and such. But if you still have a job, folks, can you step up to the plate and call right now and make up for those who they would love to give, but they can't? Please 888-291-8000 is the number. Pick up the phone or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We really do need to have a strong day today. So please, one more time, 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. The entire Catholic Answers staff is focused on helping us reach our goals right now. So they're waiting by the phones. I mean, I just see dozens of phones, but only three lines full right now. Yes. So your help is needed. 888-291-8000. Before I go back to the phones and connect with Matthew in Colorado, I want to remind folks of what we're able to give you, because publishers have made these things available to us to give as gifts in order to say thank you to people who can give at a certain level here at when they call 888-291-8000. We'd really love that $20 a month pledge. If you could do more than that, I'm not trying to talk you down to $20 a month, but that $20 a month, as Tim said yesterday, really is a kind of lifeblood for us. I mean, we need, there's not like we get to the end of the year and there's a lot of dollars left over. I mean, we run a very tight ship, but so, you know, if you got a dollar, we could use the dollar. But if you can do that $20 a month pledge, that kind of becomes predictable money for us, which anybody who works in a nonprofit will tell you is important. And that's why we want to give you these books. We'll be able to send you we'll be able to send you Hope to Die, The Christian Meaning of Death and Resurrection of the Body by Scott Hahn. This is a wonderful book. We had Dr. Hahn on to talk about it. It's an exciting book. It's funny. This is what we're all looking forward to. We almost never talk about it as Catholics, the resurrection of the body. And so we have that book, Hope to Die, and we'll send it to you to say thanks for your donation. And also, Spiritual Warfare and the Discernment of Spirits by Dan Burke, the wonderful Dan Burke at Sophia Institute Press. I want to send you both of those books. Can we fill up maybe, I'm looking at maybe a dozen lines open from where I am sitting. If we could fill up those lines with $20 a month pledges right now, we'd love to send the books out, but yes, that means a lot to us. 888-291-8000. I said I was going to go to Matthew in Colorado, in Castle Pines, Colorado, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Matthew, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Your question for Tim Staples.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Si. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to ask, I had listened to Tim's answer to a woman last week on whether Mary was omnipresent and the like, and I thought he answered it very well. But I wanted to know if he could clarify it a little bit more, because I had always had a certain syllogism present in my head that basically said and went like, Mary and the saints are in communion with God and constantly with him. Mm-hmm. God is everywhere. Therefore, wouldn't it mean that the saints and Mary are everywhere, since they're also constantly available to us in prayer?
Great, great question, Matthew. Yeah, to clarify, we have to make a fine distinction, as my professor at St. Charles Borromeo, Dr. Mark Lowery, used to say. He was a philosopher, but a wonderful man. It's distinctions, distinctions, distinctions. We must make distinctions. And that's everything, right?
Yeah.
And the distinction here is this. We cannot attribute omnipotence, although, you know, you'll see it in the tradition in a poetic sense. I get that. But strictly, theologically, we cannot attribute omnipotence, omnipresence, omniscience to a creature, because those attributes belong only to God. And God cannot communicate those in a strict sense, right? He can't communicate infinite power outside of the Godhead, because in doing that, he would create another God, which is absurd. That's impossible. So there are a lot of things God can't do, right? He cannot lie. He cannot deny himself. But he also cannot communicate infinite power outside of the Godhead. So what we say is that in Christ, because of the fact, and by the way, this is an important point too, in Catholic theology, St. Thomas Aquinas tells us that even the human nature of Christ cannot possess infinite power, right? So Christ, for example, in his human nature, does not fully comprehend the mystery of God. Cannot. He had the beatific vision from the moment of his conception, but he cannot fully comprehend the nature of God, because that requires infinite power. And even a perfect human nature cannot possess infinite power. That's a really important distinction here that I think helps in this conversation. Now, of course, because that human nature has as its subject the divine person, we can worship even the human, the man, Jesus Christ. You know, we say God died, God was resurrected, God had to learn how to walk and all of that. But that's in virtue of the fact that the human nature has as its subject a divine person. But we cannot even attribute that infinite power, strictly speaking, to the human nature of Christ either, because the limitations that are natural to the human nature. So Mary and the saints, we say, because they have the beatific vision, and that's the key, they participate in what Jesus Christ has without measure. As John chapter 3 says, God poured out the Spirit upon Christ without measure. And so even in the beatific vision of Christ, he doesn't have infinite and full comprehension of the divine nature. He has as much as a human nature can, as Thomas Aquinas says. He is filled to the brim. And that's what that's getting at. He pours out the Spirit without measure there. And I think that's, I forget the verse, but see. And so, of course, the saints can't fully comprehend God. They are not omnipresent. They're not omniscient and such. But because they're in Christ, they participate in, to the degree of the gift of grace they've been given and their merits at the moment of their death, they comprehend God to that degree. Now, Mary, of course, comprehends God beyond all the angels and saints combined because of the great gift as well as perfect cooperation. But even that is not infinite, and that's the key. So all of the saints as well. Now, what kind of power are we talking about? Well, we're talking about enough power, my friend, to where they could hear all the prayers of, you know, 100 billion people at the same time would be a piece of cake for the Blessed Mother, right? Because she is in Christ. And remember this, because as Thomas tells us, and by the way, the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches this, because of the beatific vision that they possess, in that vision, they comprehend the entire created order. Because comprehending God, not fully, as we said, only God can fully comprehend God, but because they have that comprehension of God, the entire plan of salvation, the entire created order is like 2 + 2 = 4. Okay, so that kind of hopefully gets at your question. But Cy, I have to say now, and thank you so much for your call, that you realize that when people call in with questions like this,
yes,
these are questions, and people, please hear me. These are questions I know I had when I was a Protestant, and I know Catholics have right now. They don't understand what I just shared, and they can't help their Protestant friend because they can't. This is what we do at Catholic Answers. We help Catholics to know their faith better so that they can share the wonders of our Catholic faith with others. And we help folks outside of the visible boundary of the Catholic Church to come to the fullness of the truth that we alone possess. And so, folks, honestly, again, I have to repeat, that's why you need to call. Because please understand, we're not going to be here automatically. It's not going to happen by osmosis, right? The only reason why we're on the air right now is because of you. Those of you listening that call that number, 65% of our budget is donations. I'm talking about Catholic Answers in general.
Oh, so that's the whole apostolate.
The whole apostolate.
For the radio program, much higher than that.
It's virtually everything.
Yeah, that's about the only way we make money.
It's 100%. But think about that. Even Catholic Answers at large. So Catholic Answers doesn't exist without your support. Catholic Answers Radio, as Cy said, is 100% viewer, listener supported. So folks, please, because we are way behind. We're not even close. And you guys are starting to make me nervous because look, I'm looking at my screen and it says a $15,000 match and we've got $12,000 to go.
And we're almost halfway through.
Okay. So folks, if you have been blessed by Catholic Answers, if you would like this to continue, and giving answers like I just did for that gentleman who called in, can you do? There's some folks out there, you know, you need to give, and you've probably thought about it before. now's the time. Folks, with the dip in income that we're having right now due to the crisis, with the fact that we did not meet our goal yesterday, I would say right now is the time you need to do it. And remember this. I said this yesterday, Si, but do not let the devil, because it is the devil, tell you that your $20 doesn't matter. That is a lie. That is Catholic Answers. Most of our support comes from $20 a month, $25 one time, $100 one time. $100 a month, folks, is huge for us. $10 a month is huge for us. So, folks, we need, in particular, monthly donors. We've lost some with the coronavirus. We've lost some of our monthly donors. We need to get them back. Okay, I'm sorry for going a little long, but I'm getting passionate here because we are not doing very well right now. So I need you guys now, and I'll do one last thing, Si, real quick. There may be some folks out there who you're already giving $20 a month. Can I ask you to double that? Go from $20 to $40 a month. Maybe you're giving $25. Take it up to $50 a month. Huge, my friends. That makes all the difference. So once again, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
CatholicAnswersRadio.com is safe and secure online. It works with your phone. It works with your laptop. It's optimized for whatever you're using. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Plus, virtually every member of the Catholic Answers staff, if they're not working directly on this program today, are waiting for your calls. I see about half of the lines open right now. So we're about to head into a couple minutes of spots. Is that right, Nick? We're going to do a couple minutes of spots. So perfect time to dial because you're not going to miss anything. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. $15,000 matching pledge pledge match this hour. The lines are starting to fill up. That's perfect. I want to let you know, again, before we go, we've got some great gifts for you.
If the line's full? What do they do?
Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. So I'll let you know about all the gifts when we come back, because that is more important to say. Right now is the perfect time. We've got about 2 minutes, and you can get this done in 2 minutes. It takes less than 2 minutes. CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you can do that anywhere around the world. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'm talking to you, Australia. Come on. We just came for a big visit with you, Australia. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Right back with more Open Forum.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Uh, Thank you. There's not much more to say than that, except we continue apace. We're almost at, well, we're at halfway for the program, and we're not halfway as far as the fundraising we need to do this hour, but filled with confidence. You've always been very helpful and to us when we need you. Right now, the number is 888-291-8000. We have a large goal for this hour, 888-291-8000. And after this hour, we're halfway through with this pledge drive. Like you're saying, well, that, I haven't heard that much pledge drive. Yeah, we don't do that much pledge drive. We come to you for 3 hours every 3 months, and we continue to answer questions during those hours. So if you can also go safe and secure online. I want to mention that because actually, during that break, you filled up the phone lines, and I just saw a line go green and then go red. Yes. That means some there.
Okay, now we have two open.
A couple of lines open, 888-291-8000. But you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Thanks to everybody who has given us those.
Can I?
That's okay. I was just going to tell them what the gifts are.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks.
I'm rearing to go.
I know you are. Everybody who's been able to make that monthly pledge of $18 a month or more, maybe you can do 20, maybe you can do 25. If you can do that pledge, yes, we want to send you, and we will send you, as long as you want it, Scott Hahn's brand new book about basically what happens after you die, Hope to Die, The Christian Meaning of Death and the Resurrection of the Body, from Scott Hahn. Yes. Hard to beat that. And then we'll send you also with it Dan Burke's book, Spiritual Warfare and the Discernment of Spirits. We can do that because those publishers have been very kind to us. And if you can make that pledge of $20 per month, first of all, you're helping us a great deal, but also we'd love to send you those gifts. 888-291-8000.
You know, I have to say, we are over halfway, as Cy said, and we still need over $9,000 to meet the matching challenge. So I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to beg. I'm going to become a mendicant here. Are there some folks out there? Maybe you can give that $5,000 gift, because we are going to need it. God bless you all for calling. We've got lots of calls coming in. Praise God for that. But I just feel like we need to have, you know, as far behind as we are right now, there's somebody out there, you can give that $5,000 or $2,500, $2,000 gift. There's probably a bunch of folks that could give $1,000. That would mean so much to us. We have a whole slew of people that are waiting for your call right now. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines open. So give us a call. Now, those who want to give $20, $25, you keep calling too. All right. Don't you dare put that phone down. Oh, he only wants a big gift. No, keep calling. We've got lots of open lines, but I just feel like we need those big gifts. All right, Cy?
All right. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. About half the lines open now. So as you can see, the folks on the phones are getting through people quickly. So you don't have to spend a lot of time on the line. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And that website will work around the world. And speaking of around the world, I see Mark calling from Sydney, Australia, watching on YouTube Live down there in Sydney, Australia. Mark, thanks for your call, your question for Tim.
Hey, Cy. Hey, Tim. How are you both going?
Going great. Well, thank you. How are you going?
Going great.
Oh, he does the accent. I've been told to stop.
How you going?
Going very well. Right. I have a question in relation to infant baptism, if I may. I emailed you just a couple of days ago. I've worked with you guys when you were down here touring in Australia.
Oh, Mark, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I got to get... Sorry. No, I'm that after this show, you're getting a response to that email. I hate it when people call and talk about how bad I am at email. Go ahead, Mark. Yeah. So your question about infant baptism.
No, I just firstly wanted to ask a question. So as I mentioned in the email the other day, we're expecting a new baby. I'm actually...
praise God.
On call at the moment. I may need to leave at any point.
Oh, thank God.
Praise God, showing brother. Signs of labor. So,
praise God. We need more Catholic babies. Yes.
Absolutely. But my question is, as a parent, I'm always very concerned and very very anxious to get the baby baptized straight away. Now, Amen. Our lockdowns here are similar to what they are over there with you. And,
yes.
And when sacraments aren't available, at what point am I required to step in as the parent and actually baptize the child myself?
Yes.
How Great soon question. Do I need to take that on board myself?
Great question, Mark. Great question. As you know, the Code of Canon Law has such an urgency. Well, first of all, Scripture, as you know, Mark 16:16, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. It doesn't get any more urgent than that. And St. Peter tells us in Acts chapter 2, verses 38 and 39, that baptism is not only for us, but for our children as well. So that same urgency you see in Scripture is toward babies as it is toward adults to get baptized. And the Code of Canon Law echoes that, reiterates that, and says, and a lot of folks don't know this, as parents, we need to start preparing for baptism before the baby is born. You don't wait till the baby's born and then call the priest. You should already be, are you hearing me, Catholics? You should already have talked to the priest, get ready, because that child should be baptized within days of being born. That tells you something about the urgency of baptism. And there's the reason, of course, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 1260 and 1261, tells us we have nothing else this side of the veil that assures us of the salvation of that baby and his attainment of the beatific vision other than baptism. Of course, we have the possibilities and other ways we can talk about the virtue of hope, and we leave unbaptized babies in the hands of a merciful God. But the only way we have metaphysical certainty is through baptism. And so you're right, brother, to be urgent about baptizing your child. Now, in the tradition, what you find is if there's an impediment to get your baby to the waters of baptism, you'll read some who will say to wait as long as 3 months. I argue you shouldn't wait more than a month. There's no reason to wait more than a month. But in this instance, what I would do, and this is what I encourage everyone to do, is call your bishop, call the chancery office, inform them of your situation. If, in fact, you have a baby born and 2 weeks go by and we can't get our baby baptized, call the chancery office. And I would urge you to be in union with your local bishop. Now, if that local bishop says, well, you know, give it 3 months or 4 months, that's when I, as a father, I'm telling you, I would draw the line there and say, I'm sorry, I cannot do that. My baby is going to be baptized. And yeah. And that is an emergency situation. So it's a great question. I do urge anyone that's in that situation, though, let your bishop know. I always think of St. Ignatius, do nothing apart from the bishop. So you really do want to contact the bishop, because I'll tell you what happens a lot of times. If you express that urgency to your bishop or to your pastor, it'll get done. Yeah, you'll get, you know, somehow a priest out there to get your baby baptized. Mark, thanks so much for calling. And I want to tell you, folks, that call right there is another reason why you need to call right now and give to Catholic Answers. I mean, we're not just talking about, you know, recipes for fudge brownies on this broadcast. You know, we're talking about the salvation of souls here. And we as Catholics we alone possess the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, by which men must be saved. And so it doesn't get any more urgent than that. And so, folks, please, help us stay on the air. Give us a call, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I think we had somebody wander in here.
Yeah, we did. 888-291-8000 is the number here. I want to say thanks to Mark, because Mark works for Catholic Radio down there. He does a show for Cradio in Australia. I want to give a plug to Cradio in Australia and to Perusia, the outfit that Mark works for, as well as our good friends at Evangelization Australia in the west of Australia. Perusia is in the east of Australia. And God bless you, Mark. Thank you so much for the call. Check out Cradio. It's Catholic Radio for Australia. Chris Check is here, president of Catholic Answers.
Hey, Chris. Gentlemen, Stacey Trasankos and Bishop Strickland are doing something for Australia East.
Are they doing something?
What's the other one's called?
Perusia?
No, the other, Evangelization Australia.
Oh, yeah. That's West.
Yeah, West.
Yeah,
right.
In the West.
Yeah.
Perth. Right. Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Michael Chong.
Michael Chong, right?
Yeah. Look on our Facebook page or The Daily for those details. My friends, I want to say thank you to everyone who has generously supported us so far in this drive. Now, gentlemen, I have something to tell you. I have a message from a woman in Texas, so okay. You know it's important.
Yeah, wow. Right. Comes from the
and
Lone
this
Star
is
State.
This is what she said. Say the number slowly. 888-291-8000. 8,000.
Do you know, Nick was giving us the slower sign the whole first half of
okay,
the show.
So
I thought he had a hair stuck in his
fingers. No, he was giving us the slower sign.
Do you know something? This woman, 888-291-8000 to make a gift right now. My friends, there are open phone lines. This woman who called is from Sugar Land, which is just west of Houston. And I think that's where Nick's parents are from.
Oh, it was Nick's mom. Nick was trying to get us to slow down. He called his mom and had her call us.
It's
nice
all making sense. Yeah. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. My friends, I want to make two special invitations right now, okay? I want to invite anyone who has been benefiting from this program for a long time, who has sat and listened to the apologetic master skills of Jimmy Akin, of Trent Horn, of Carlo Broussard, and of Tim Staples here, and benefited from that and grown closer to Jesus Christ because of it, but has never made a gift. To Catholic Answers Live. So please, 888-291-8000. We need your support. We are supported by, I don't know, we tell this number, 13, 14 people per tower.
We got up to 14, but we're down to 13.
It actually went down.
Oh, went down to 12?
No, it's 13.
Okay, we're at 13 per radio tower everywhere in the world.
Right. Now, my friends, here's the thing. People all over the world are being told the fullness of the truth. They're being brought to Jesus Christ and ultimately to salvation because of the work that my colleagues do here, helped by the Holy Spirit, to be sure, here. Amen. But Tim Staples has put in a lifetime of work. And Cy Kellett here has extraordinary radio skills. And all the other people on the other side of this glass are very good at what they do. And that's why Catholic Answers Live is the show that it is. And that's why it's bringing souls to Jesus Christ. So how much money would you write a check for to bring a soul into the Catholic Church? Would you do it for $1 million? Because that would be a bargain, right?
It would, right.
That would be a bargain.
Eternity with the Lord is worth more than $1 million.
That would be a bargain. So my friends, help us bring souls into the fullness of the truth, and especially in this time when the institutional church is so restricted in what she can do. Organizations such as Catholic Answers are taking the lead in providing not only apologetics, but also the counsel and comfort that we're getting from our friend Father Hugh Barber, with Catholic Answers Focus and all the extra work that we're doing on Catholic.com with the Holiness at Home. So we're stepping into the breach here, my friend.
School of Apologetics.
The whole Catholic Answers staff is still at work. We're not doing less work because of coronavirus. We're doing more.
Amen.
We're doing more, and we need your help. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
If I may, while you're here, Tim has mentioned that we need some larger donors this hour. We're grateful for every dollar given and pledged. We really are. But we know where we are as far as where we need to be fundraising. We need some larger donors, maybe that could do 1,000.
We're behind.
Maybe that could do 5,000.
Or 10.
Could you
or
say
25.
Something about the giving societies here?
Oh, yes.
Sure. So we have our President's Club, which is anyone who supports the apostolate at $1,000 or more annually, and our Founders Circle, which is $5,000 or more annually. And there are all kinds of benefits that attach to those. And if you go to Catholic.com and hit the Give button or the Donate button, you'll see there Founders Circle, President's Club, and you can read about those in detail. Yeah. But really, my friends, and yes, and you get a free copy of everything we do over the course of a year, an invitation to special events and things of this nature. There's even a dedicated apologist to the Founder Circle and President's Club. So 24/7 if you have an apologetics question.
I know him too. I've met him.
Yep, he's good. Tom Nash. Yeah. He's very good. He's very good. But my friends, the real thing about the major gifts, my friends, is this. It really helps us with the long-term strategic planning. Knowing that we have those large gifts help us month to month with all of our budgeting. And the other group, Cy, that really helps with this are the monthly pledgers.
Yeah.
And if it's $5 a month, my friends, or whatever it is you're able to afford, $5, $10 a month, which you won't even miss once it's underway, I promise you, that monthly pledge to us,
so
when our CFO, Phil Linehan, goes to do his annual budget, we're in budget process right now, knowing that those monthly gifts are coming in, you have no idea how much you're helping the apostolate by letting us know through June, July, August, September, across the year, that we're going to have that revenue. So my friends, 888-291-8000.
And to say this real quick, Chris, at this time where we are losing donors, and that is a fact.
It is.
We are losing donors due to the coronavirus crisis. Your gifts are all the more important. Add to that, we have a matching challenge of $15,000. Folks, now is the time. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
I just want to underscore what Tim said, because there are people, who, a lot of people who've lost their jobs, and we're getting notes. I'm praying for you. I can no longer support you. I'm praying for you every day. And by the way, folks, please do pray for us. Say a rosary for us, please. Amen. Right? But if you are still employed, and many people still are, and or you're financially secure, maybe you're the vice president of an investment bank in New York or something, right? You can write us a check, and we need that money, and we will spend it to bring souls to Jesus Christ.
If you're the vice president of an investment bank in New York, $5,000 right now, and you're a member of the, what's it called? Founder Circle.
Founder Circle.
Yeah, I don't want to mix them up, but Founder Circle. And you can get everything we publish
throughout
the year.
All you investment bankers from New York, 888-291-8000.
What about New Jersey?
Yeah, we'll take those to Pennsylvania, right. Anywhere on the East Coast.
Okay, 888-291-8000. Chris Check is the president of Catholic Answers. I want to tell you what Chris is going to do right now. He's going to take the headphones off. He's going to go answer the phones. Yep. Carlo Broussard, just walk by him. He's in the other room answering phones. And also, you should also know the folks who take care of the marketing, the folks who take care of the finances. Amen. Here. Imelda, if you get to talk with Imelda, you're going to have a good day. She's answering phones in the other room. Everybody is, and half the lines are open right now. 888-291-8000.
We're glad you're with us. Stick around for more Catholic Answers Live.
We have a big problem. Our culture is dying, and souls are in danger of being lost. The answer is conversion to Jesus Christ in His church. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a Catholic organization, and we have hundreds of teams spreading the good news throughout the country. But we need your help. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. And taking your questions this hour is Tim Staples, Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers. It's open forum, and that means we're taking calls from anyone on earth about any aspect of the Christian faith. The center of all of that, by the way, is Jesus. If you got a question about Jesus, we definitely want questions about Jesus. So we love him. We know he's risen. We know he's the Lord. And if you haven't come there yet, we'd love to answer a question about that. And I'm going to tell you something else about Jesus. More people come to Jesus, the better off this whole society is. You look around. Amen. This society and you say, what is wrong with us? What is wrong with us? I'll tell you, I don't know what's wrong with us. I can't diagnose the ailment, but I can tell you the cure.
Amen.
Pour on more Jesus and we'll be much, much better.
Oh,
so
God.
You want to turn this society around? We need to continue to proclaim Jesus Christ in his fullness. We need to proclaim Jesus Christ in the Bible, Jesus Christ in the sacraments, Jesus Christ in the Word of God proclaimed. And that's what we do here at Catholic Answers. And we're coming to you, ask you for your help. About half the lines open right now. Come on, we got to fill them up because we got a long way to go this hour.
What is that number?
291-8000. 888. I got to say it slower that's for the right lady in Texas, for Nick's mom.
That's right.
888-291-8000. Did that sound Southern to you, or was that bad? Was that a Northerner trying to do a Southern accent?
I think so. But I think what you want to do is you want to say the 888-291, and then you want to do the 8000.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
That way, you're doing it slow.
Or for the people in Great Britain, it's 8000.
And by the way, you're talking, I don't want to folks to think I'm putting anybody down, because I am a Southern boy. I am from Virginia.
I tried it,
and remember, we were the capital of the Confederacy. I like to point that out to folks.
888-291-8000. Actually, if you're in England, don't dial the not. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That's the way to do it. And we got a lot of listeners in England. I do not know how this happened, but more and more we're getting calls from Sweden. I don't know who's promoting us in Sweden, but if you're in Sweden and you want to support Catholic Answers, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Praise God.
Or fill up those lines here in the United States at 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, we got lots of calls. Let's do some calls. Rob in North Carolina, watching on YouTube Live. Rob, thank you very much for your call. Your question for Tim.
Hello, Rob.
Did I click the wrong button? I believe that's Rob.
Where's Rob?
Line two, we got line two? No? He's not there right now. Okay, Rob, we're going to come back to you. Don't worry, we're going to come back to you. Let's go to Sean in Fort Carey, Canada. Hello, Sean in Fort Carey, Canada.
Hi, Si. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
I don't know whether either one of you can do a Scots accent, but that's my ancestor.
All right, you win. A Scottish accent wins.
Yes.
Now, Tim, you might not know the answer to this because it's more about the Jewish faith than it is about the Catholic faith, but okay. It's something that really confuses me.
Yes.
The Jewish people of today and down through the centuries have not accepted what Catholics call the deuterocanonical books.
Yes.
Including specifically Second Maccabees.
Yes.
And yet, in Second Maccabees, all of the
First and Second Maccabees, yes.
Regarding the reason for their holy days of Hanukkah are documented. So if they believe in Hanukkah, how can they possibly not recognize Second Maccabees? I don't understand.
Well, yeah, great question, Sean. And here's the key. And by the way, First and Second Maccabees, of course, they don't accept. But the reason is, now, we have to make clear that the Jews did accept them shortly before the time of Christ. Jesus and the apostles were raised on First and Second Maccabees and Baruch and Wisdom and Tobit, all of the seven books that the Jews and then later the Protestants would reject. It would only be after the time of Christ that the Jews would reject them. And it kind of begins around 90 AD. There was, you know, people like to call it the Council of Javna. It wasn't so much a council as it was the Jews getting together to try to reestablish themselves. They had, their identity was literally obliterated with the temple in AD 70. And so over those next few decades, the Jews became a relatively small number of them gathering together and trying to restore their identity. And in the process, they rejected everything Greek. There was an anti-Greek and anti-Christian mentality. You see this in the early centuries, even with the Talmud, that was written roughly between the second or third centuries down to about the sixth century. You see a strong anti-Catholic or anti-Christian mentality there as well. That really was fomented in these years. And so they reject everything Greek, everything Christian. Well, guess what? Maccabees was written in Greek. And so it kind of went by the wayside. But the Jews always acknowledged, even those who rejected everything Greek, they acknowledged its historical veracity. So the Jews, even to this day, Orthodox Jews, for example, will acknowledge that Maccabees presents an accurate historical portrayal. It's just not a sacred scripture. It's not part of the canon. Now, I should clarify one point as well. There are some Jews who do and always have accepted. It's very interesting. The Ethiopian Jews, for example, who, by the way, after the destruction of the temple in 70 AD, were separated for many centuries from the main of the Jews, and they would only be reestablished many, many centuries later. And guess what? They still accepted those books, which tells you originally the Jews did accept them. They were rejected, as I said, later. And remember, the same Jews who rejected Jesus are the ones who rejected those books. And so the Protestants, of course, were wrong to go with Jews after they had lost their authority and the church had been established in authority. But a great question, Sean, and thank you so much for it. But folks, you know what? We are almost out of time, and we need your help. Oh, my goodness. All right. We've got 7 minutes left. Folks, we need somebody to come through right now. We need that $5,000 gift. We need that $2,500 gift. How about this? If we get four or five that could give $1,000, we're not only going to hit the goal, we're going to go way over it.
We are. That's
right.
And
we really do. We need to go way over it. We had a slow day yesterday. Or slower, we're behind the curve.
Yeah, right.
And so, folks, we do need you right now. We've got 7.5 minutes left. Are there some folks out there that can give $1,000? Give us a call right now, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. And remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You'll never get a busy signal at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But we need your help. Folks, we've got a whole lot of lines open, and we've only got a few minutes left. And I'll say this again. Don't think I'm saying, well, I'm only going to give $25, so I'm not calling. That is a lie from the devil, okay? We need everybody to call. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We've got 14 open lines right now, and we have got to fill them. So one more time, that number is 888-291-8000.
Perfect time to fill them because, hey, if you're on the line, by the way, stay on the line. We're going to get to your question. Everybody on that's on the line right now, we're going to get to your question, but we are going to take a quick break here. So just hang on. It's a perfect time to dial the phone, fill up those phone lines right now, 888-291-8000, because as Tim said, a whole bunch of lines open, and we're going to step away for just a couple minutes while the messages play, and then we'll come back and do another hour of open forum with Jimmy Akin. 888-291-8000 is the number. If it's at all confusing to you, let me clear it up. We have these matching funds. We try to make sure we use up all the matching funds, but we also know the amount of money we have to raise each day, including all the internet folks, including the people who will hear us overnight tonight. And for that number, we are a bit behind, and we need to we need some help making up that distance. So as Tim said, if you can give that $1,000, if you can give that $500, maybe you are a very blessed person and you can give that $5,000. It would really help us right now. 888-291-8000. Let's fill up those lines. 888-291-8000. And if you're listening to this later tonight on a podcast in Japan or China or wherever you are, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is the place to go. We've got another hour of open forum coming up. Tim, thank you very much.
Great to be with you, brother. God bless you all. Thanks so much, all of you that have called. And keep calling.
888-291-8000.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.